I don't have a light.
No, I got it.
Oh, no, 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 I got it. Because it's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. That's right. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and as I was getting stuff ready to go here, the cat walked up, and I thought we were going to start doing cat business, but no. She has disappeared. She has walked into the bathroom. I can hear her crunching food. So, yeah. Where are we at here? What are we doing? Obviously, we need to drink some tea. Did I tell you that it's 1930 UTC? Chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, blah, blah, blah. You're listening to non-radio, nah. And I'm drinking tea. It's delicious. Oh, yeah, so having a little bit of a weird sinus day today. Can't figure out what's going on. Is it the pressure going back up? It's sunny outside, and it's a little bit warmer than it has been. Let's check the old weather channel here really quick. Do-do-do-do-do, what do they say? It's that commercial, and they're showing me traffic, because that's what I need to know. When I think of, what's the traffic light outside, that's what I do. I come in and I check the weather channel. I always think, I wonder where I can get some accurate traffic information. Should I check the traffic channel? No, there isn't one, so check the weather channel. Here we go. Partly cloudy. Wind south-southwest, 16 miles per hour. It's currently 86 degrees. And blah, blah, blah. No rain on the horizon. Yeah, it rained a little bit yesterday. Not much. It never really came down. It never gave me any sort of mushroom rains or anything. It just went blur a couple of times, and that was about it. Very unexciting. And I was hoping to get a big thunderstorm so we could go out and look for mushrooms today. But no. And it's going to get hotter tomorrow, too. Great. Just great. So anyway. Oh, looks like we might get some rain on Sunday, though. Afternoon thunderstorms, maybe on Tuesday, too. All right. Yeah, so we might get some rains coming. So that's good. I like rain. All right. Well, we can turn away from the weather channel now. Bye. Oh, and yeah, why am I so weird today? I've been up for almost an hour now. Maybe right about an hour. I'm enjoying drinking this tea. And I'm not very dehydrated today. This is all great. I went to the doctor yesterday. That was always fun. Here's the doctor report. I got the paper. My doctor gave me papers. He said, here, I got to print out some stuff for you. And I went, are you sure? So I have this paper. And it's telling me nothing. The whole things I already know. Here's a list of your medication. Here's the drugs you take every day. Yeah, well, I kind of knew that. And it's got all my enzymes and stuff on it. Lipase, protease, amylase, lactase, dialase, maltase, maltase, fructase, kitty taste. So I'm not allergic to kitties. Oh, yeah. Whoop-de-doo. A couple of other things. Got a piece of paper here telling me when my next office visit is. And my blood pressure was 100 over 60. And my BMI is 25.24. Oh, we couldn't make that match. It would have been better if it was 25.25. And my weight went down. I lost a little more weight. I now weigh 12.86 stone. So yeah, I lost like a quarter stone in the last month or so. So yeah, awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. Feeling nice and wellness, because we don't have health anymore. We have wellness. Wellness. That makes me insane. So, what else do we got? I guess that's about it. There's a weird page. See, they got new software in my doctor's office. So now instead of handing me one sheet of paper, they have to hand me three. And the last page just says, what does it say? Something. Oh, yeah, like healthy living instructions. Da 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 da. Then there's this thing that says, personal belongings have been returned. Patient signature, date, time. Nurse signature, date, time. Why does this last page even exist? They didn't take any of my personal belongings. Because I didn't take any personal belongings there for them to confiscate. What is that even for? I don't even know. So anyway, here we are. My eye is itchy. But other than that, everything is good. I've been drinking tea. And watching weird stuff on TV with my cat. My cat has recently become a fan of Life of Boris, a channel on YouTube, because that guy has a cat, comrade cat, named Artyom. The cat's name is Artyom. It's a Slavic cat of some flavor. Comrade cat. All right, now what's going on in there? Is the cat going to do kitty poops and we need to record it, or is she getting out of the box right now? What's happening over there? She's pawing at the sides of the box. Is she getting ready or is she finishing up here? Let's sneak up and see what's going on. Well, I think it was just kitty tinkles, because now I can see the kitty getting out of the box. Oh, hi, Peppa. What are you doing? Did you do some kitty poops? No, just a little bit of kitty tinkles. That's good, baby. What are you doing? So my cat's just sitting here. This is weird. You don't have the tinkle zips? Usually when my cat goes to the bathroom, she's then really excited about, doing so. Has to run around in celebration a little bit. Some celebratory running around. Yeah, no, that is not happening. So my cat's just sitting down, chilling out, doing whatever. That's what I'm doing too. I think the mail came early today. I think we must have a new mail carrier. There's a mail truck parked out in front of my house right now, so maybe we need to check the mail. Oh, wait. First, we got to put the batteries in. I'm not running. What is it? Yes, you're a baby. Cats went back into the bathroom and is now meowing. So maybe we're going to get some tinkle zips here anyway. Yes, meow, you're a baby. Yeah, the good news is, I recharged the batteries last night. They're over there in that wall socket. Let's grab those. And Pippa is looking suspicious. She's sitting on the floor in the bathroom doing yowls. Can you hear that? Yowl! We're not going outside. I don't know what you're thinking. She's just tinkle happy. And she's staring at the curtain, which is the flag. Because the air conditioner's blowing a little bit, it's moving. Oh, it might be fun to attack it and tear it down. Yow, yow. Just jump up on the dryer and, look out the window. This is weird because she's just sitting there going, meow, meow, meow. Oh, now she's gonna hide behind the door. I was gonna get up there and try to record her talking, but now she needs to hide behind the door. Do you see a bug? Is there a bug back there? What are you looking at? Are you looking at me? Is this an ambush? Are you going to attack me? Yeah, good luck getting through that crack. Crazy kitty. So, yeah, here we are. Cat's hiding behind the door now. Maybe she's chasing a bug. There was a little moth in here last night. A little kind of small one. Had a wingspan of maybe 1.5 centimeters at best. Oh my God, and the cat was running around in here trying to knock it out of the air. It was hilarious. Hilarious. So while we're sitting here doing nothing, let's put some of these batteries back into some battery-operated stuff, and we'll be all set to go next time we want to go outside and, look for mushrooms or something, which I hope happens soon if we can just get some rain in the next few days. We need a good rain. Big rain. Need one of those 3-hour rains. We need one of those, what do they call it? Foot, cube, foot acres? Yeah, we need foot acres of water. I need 1 foot acre of water. Okay, the cat has jumped up onto the dryer. She's looking out the window, sticking her head between the curtain, which is really a Union Jack flag. She looks excited. There's something out there. She's really worked up about whatever's. Uh-oh, is she gonna tear the flag down? Yeah, she's looking out the window. She can see something. There must be a bird or something out on the patio, hopping around, looking like a sucker, 'cause the cat's overly excited about it. Overly, I tell you. That's awesome. As for my own personal excitement, well. I do like tea. And I saw a cool thing last night. Lately, I've been watching videos of a musician named Justin Johnson. He's a guitarist of the slide variety. If it qualifies as a guitar and can be played with a slide, this guy's all about it. I've seen him play all kinds of stuff. Diddley bows, guitars, steels, lap steels, pedal steels. And he likes wacky homemade instruments too. And I've seen him play a lap steel made out of an old barometer, a steel guitar made out of a skateboard, a steel guitar made out of an ironing board. And oh, recently I saw one where he got a guitar that was made out of a hurling stick. I was like, whoa, dude! And it was kind of a cool one too. And what else? All kinds of stuff. So he likes to make weird instruments and do stuff, and God, he's really good. He's an extraordinarily good musician, and he's kind of young. He's at least 20 years younger than I am. He looks younger than that because he's one of those ectomorphic type guys. So he's tall and skinny and he's got long hair and he just looks young, but he's got way too much money for how young he is. I mean, he's got a house in the Hollywood Hills. He's never wearing less than $1,000 worth of clothing, and that's a very, very conservative estimate. $2,000 worth of clothing might be more accurate. And who is this guy? Why have I never heard of this guy before? If this guy's a famous guitarist, I'm gonna know who he is, right? But I don't think I've heard of this guy. I'm trying to figure out what is this guy's deal? And I've been thinking, well, maybe he's somebody's kid. Because that's the other thing. The other thing is he's almost too good for how old he is. He's young. And for somebody to be that good at a musical instrument when they're that young, that usually comes at the expense of something else. Meaning, because to be that good at a musical instrument, you have to spend a lot of time playing that musical instrument. And normally children need to do things like go to school. And so usually when you have a kid that's good. I don't know, but I have this sort of weird theory that I can't prove right now, and this is not based on anything, but I wonder if he's the son of a famous musician or something, because that would make sense. That would explain why he's, living a life of luxury. Has more clothing on than what my car is worth at any given time. And why he's so good at from being and still being so young. Because when you grow up in a household where your mom or dad is a professional musician, you pick up music stuff pretty quickly. So I'm wondering, who is this the child? And the funny thing is I tried to look him up on like Wikipedia. This guy has no Wikipedia page. How is that possible? How are you this famous and this rich and this good? And you don't have a, nobody's written a Wikipedia page on this guy. It's really confusing. It's bizarre. I don't understand. Anyway, I was watching him play various musical instruments yesterday, and there was this one video that was really cool where what's I don't remember what song he was. He was doing LaGrange by ZZ Top on this one guitar. And it was a double neck guitar, sort of Telecaster style, double neck. The top neck was baritone guitar. The bottom neck was regular guitar with a locking tremolo. And that was interesting because he also likes to play with a looping pedal. And so it was really cool to watch him do this. He did LaGrange, two different necks while looping it. It was really good. So today, for today's musical interlude, we're going to listen to a little bit of Justin Johnson. And I hope I can find this video. I saw this video yesterday afternoon. It was very cool, and it's called Blues Moon of Kentucky. Now, you might be familiar with the song Blue Moon of Kentucky. It's kind of a classic. But this is a blues version that our boy Justin is going to do. Now I just need to find it because this is so cool. So we end up getting this awesome blues version of Blue Moon of Kentucky. And I'm trying to pull it up now. Is it gonna play? Do I just don't know? Technology sucks these days, I swear to God. Back when I was. Love it. This guy is awesome. Justin Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, with Blues Moon of Kentucky. And if you know the song Blue Moon of Kentucky, you probably heard it in there. That's so cool. I can't stand it. That is so awesome. Anyway, what I was going to say before I got cut off by the music there was one of the reasons I hate modern technology. And even though I'm just an early adapter and I do love electronic stuff, the problem with today's crap is that when you push the button, there's a delay. Two things that bother me about modern technology. One, there's no hard switches. You can't turn anything off anymore. Nothing is ever off, right? Until you actually take a pair of scissors and cut the damn power cable. Two, the delay. So, like, when I was a kid, young millennial children won't be able to understand this, but think millennial kids. You know how you press play on your music player or whatever, and there's like 10 seconds before the music starts? You hit play on your app, on your Google Music app, and it takes forever for anything to start up because it has to, first of all, start up the program, and then it has to load the file. And then once it starts loading, then, you know, then the music finally starts to play, or the video starts to play, or it starts to buffer some more. Let me tell you something. Yeah, you think technology is great these days? No, it sucks. Back when I was a child, you push play, and boom, you instantly got music. You push play, boom, the video instantly starts. Yeah, this is also back when it didn't take 4 minutes for a computer to turn on. Yeah. Can you imagine that? Yeah, back when I was a kid, you reach your hand around to the back of the computer to the power switch, you flip the power button on the computer, you turn on the monitor, and you have a prompt right there, ready to take input, ready to do anything. None of this starting crap up for 8 minutes. Oh my God. Yeah. And that's why I never turn computers off anymore. That's why nobody turns computers off anymore, because nobody wants to wait 8 minutes for them to come back up. Oh, great. Guess what we're missing right now? I've got all this equipment plugged into all this stuff, and I can't jump up. The cat's in the cat box doing kitty business, making kitty poops and stinking up the houseness. And she's making those crazy noises that we love to hear, those broop, broop, broops. But now it's going to get stinky in here. Yay. So, while we wait for the house to stink up here, maybe we can listen to a little bit more Justin Johnson playing some fun guitar, because I like to listen to his cool playing. This is the kind of style our Tobster needs to have, don't you think? And this guy does sort of remind me of my friend Lash. Is this just Lash in a wig? In a long time. Thank you. nice and a couple of very cool riffs in there. It's very sweet. But as I sit here watching this video, he looks a little bit older in this. He's not, well, could he be 40? No, he can't be 40. But again, he's got $1,000 worth of clothes on. He's got $1,000 worth of turquoise jewelry on. And you should see what he's got in the background. That amp head, that amp is $2,000. That cabinet is a couple of $1,000. Where's this? That hat he's got on is ridiculously expensive. Where did this guy make his money? What, I don't understand. Anybody who's been around that long and can afford these things and has been around long enough to command prices that will allow him to afford expensive things, why have I not heard of this guy? And why does he have... I don't know. I don't get it. But I tell you one thing. I wish this guy would come to town. I want to see this guy play live. This guy is good. It's like, wow. And he's got such a cool style. And he does that. He has this funny pseudo chicken picking style, too. That last track we heard, he was playing with a thumb pick. And he would hold his hand like it was a normal pick but at sometimes. But then he would sometimes do like chicken picking techniques where he's still holding the thumb pick but using his second finger. And then during that bit at the end, he went into like full finger picking where he was doing a thumb and his first two fingers. That was really interesting. Real interesting style. So yeah, if you want to hear some cool blues with a guy who dresses like blues guy, yeah, Justin Johnson is his name. Check it out. Anyway, my name is Tobe. You knew that part already, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. I gotta go do stuff. Stay tuned for Harry Larry coming up next. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.